This is Glow in the Dark Radio. The science fiction podcast with original independent science fiction written and performed by Mike Luoma, with music by Kevin MacLeod. The Vatican Assassin Trilogy and The Adventures of Alibi Jones by Mike Luoma are available in ebook, trade paperback, and audiobook wherever you find your books online. Get links and details at glowinthedarkradio.com. This is the science fiction podcast, Glow in the Dark Radio. I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. And we are about to get into Chapter 26 of Vatican Assassin, the 15th Anniversary Edition. And we have left Lunar Prime because Faiza is apparently wanted for murder in the UTZ. And Lunar Prime would extradite for that, so Mark Edwards let BC know in time to get her out of there. And now Faiza has led them out to a private space station, home of one of the most powerful people in the known universe, Richard Wentworth. And she has asked for basically sanctuary from the guy. They're about to head on board. We're going to head on board with them as we get into Chapter 26 of Vatican Assassin, coming up on Glow in the Dark Radio. This is the special 15th anniversary edition of Vatican Assassin, which has the very special voice cameos throughout. And my thanks again to John Miro for a stellar performance as Richard Wentworth. You'll get to hear John in all his glory in this chapter. Actually, you can hear John in all his glory at servingworlds.com. That's his own site, where he's got his different worlds going on and different stories he's telling. Very productive and prolific. That's John Miro over at servingworlds.com. Not much going on with book news. And there are no big sales going on right now. So I thought I'd come up with a special just for podcast listeners. So just because you're listening to this podcast, if you'd like, you can get the Vatican Assassin Trilogy, the new third edition. The whole reason we're doing this encore presentation of Vatican Assassin's 15th Anniversary Edition, you can get that new Vatican Assassin Trilogy third edition for half price as an ebook at Smashwords. Just go to smashwords.com. As you start typing in Vatican Assassin in the little box, the little search box, it will start to fill it in, so you'll be able to see it there. Now, I'm going to put this code in the show notes. So you don't necessarily have to write it down, but use this code to get it for half price, 50% off. So it's just $254 the ebook, EA48K. And case doesn't matter. EA48K at smashwords.com for the Vatican Assassin Trilogy, third edition. And it is a limited number of redemptions. Got it at 100. And it's for a limited time. It's only until May 1st. So that's for podcast listeners. Your chance to get the Vatican Assassin Trilogy, third edition ebook for half price, 50% off, for just $250 at smashwords.com. Up next, we'll get into Chapter 26 of Vatican Assassin on Glow in the Dark Radio.
Hi, I'm JC. My co-host Cindy and I host the Fix It Home Improvement Podcast. We cover projects that every homeowner should know and top-rated products for home and garden. And for fans of Mike, we keep you posted on new smart home systems and products like robot vacuums and robot lawnmowers that seemed like science fiction not too long ago. You can check it out on your favorite podcast app. It's Fix It, F-I-X-I-T, Home Improvement.
Now here's Chapter 26 of Vatican Assassin on Glow in the Dark Radio. BC and Faiza cross a spacious walkway from their ship to Wentworth Station. BC marvels at the opulence already apparent. This walkway and the airlocks are larger than most I've seen. The transparent top panels let you see the whole station as you approach. Designed to stun and overwhelm, no doubt. Nice digs. Nicer than Fortune Station by a mile. Fortune Station was one of the earliest built private orbital stations. Wentworth Station is a newer construct, started around 50 years ago, BC figures, because the main cylinder of the station rotates to create gravity. It had to have been built before artificial gravity was feasible. Of course, the rest of it was built afterwards, clearly. The airlock in front of them, their entranceway into Wentworth Station, leads into a stationary section of the structure. The facade of this boxy part is constructed to look like an office building back on Earth, like one of the skyscrapers in New York City. Artificial gravity reinforces the effect. The rotating main cylinder sits on top of the boxy section.
Looks like a big metal dick, I've always thought, Faiza says. Just like Richard himself, a big dick.
She starts giggling at her own joke. She looks at BC for a reaction, but he ignores her. She stops laughing.
Fine, be like that.
They reach the airlock doors. Armed guards stand on both sides of the doors, dressed in a gold, red, and black station uniform, a variation on the standard green uniforms of regular UTZ troops. The guard on the right motions them to head in through the airlock. BC notices the guards have UTZ insignia on their uniforms, as well as Wentworth Station logos. After BC and Faiza walk past them, they fall in step behind BC and Faiza.
No going back now, huh, BC?
Faiza asks, trying to lighten the mood.
Just play nice, and let's try to get out of this alive, okay?
BC doesn't hide his growing anger over being played by Faiza yet again.
Can't hide this headache I'm feeling come on now, either. Just hope it's not a bad one, like before. Not now.
The airlock shushes shut behind their escorts. BC looks around a massive reception area.
Must be nice to be able to live like this, even out here. Place looks like a mansion in a movie. All business outside, all pleasure inside. Nice.
If you can afford it.
What?
Faiza says.
Huh? BC asks. I asked you first. What did you just say?
Did I say that out loud?
Nothing. I was just appreciating the lovely black marble floor.
Only the finest for Richard Wentworth, baby,
Faiza says with sarcasm.
Correct, Faiza,
says an older man, entering the reception area. He's dressed in a red and gold smoking jacket and dark pressed pants. His slippers let him approach BC and Faiza without their hearing. His dark hair is gray at the temples, set off in stark contrast to his light caramel skin. His features have the sort of generic, too-perfect look BC's always noticed among those wealthy enough to have themselves cosmetically enhanced.
Gotta be Richard Wentworth, one of the wealthiest and most powerful men in the UTZ, right here. Since the OPO works with the UTZ hierarchy, I gotta figure he knows something about our operation. Wonder if he's an ally.
Hello, Faiza. Hello, Father. Welcome to my home. Won't you come with me?
He asks, then turns and walks across the room and down a corridor to the left. BC notices Wentworth never looks back to make sure BC and Faiza are coming.
Clearly a man who expects to be followed. Might as well.
They follow Wentworth along a series of turns and corridors, finally arriving at what looks like an elevator door. He presses a button in the wall to the right side of the doors, and they open, revealing a small room with four chairs.
Come, sit down and strap yourselves in. We're going up into the main section. The elevator has independent artificial G, so we won't feel it rise, turn, and match the cylinder's rotation. Quite ingenious. My father's top engineers designed it ages ago. Still works. Go ahead, sit down.
Wentworth sits and buckles himself in.
The straps are just a precaution. Just in case the G lets go or something else goes wrong. Here we go.
Wentworth taps the controls built into the arm of his chair. The doors close. The small room has no windows. It feels like an elevator. A weird, big, sit-down, strap-in elevator. Can't be the only way up there. Too cumbersome for workers and anybody with any real business to take care of. Just the luxurious way, I'd bet. And escorted by the man himself. Red carpet treatment. After a minute, the doors open again. A new corridor opens up in front of them, this one with plush red carpet running down the middle of a black marble floor. Wentworth undoes his chair's straps and gets up first. BC and Fiza undo their seatbelts and follow him out.
You see? No sense of weirdness, vertigo, or freefall. Just like an elevator ride. Now please wait here,
he says. As BC watches, Richard Wentworth walks away down the corridor. BC notices again he never looks back. Fiza says something under her breath that BC can't make out. What?
Nothing. Just those stupid androids of Richard's. They always creep me out.
That was an android.
You thought that was him?
Fiza starts laughing at BC.
Man, you do have delusions of grandeur, don't you? You think he'd come see us in like that himself? I thought you'd been places, Campion. Don't tell me you've never seen a mechanical manservant.
She laughs again. Never one that good, evidently, and I've never met the real Wentworth, BC protests.
You'll know it when you do. Trust me, he has a certain, I don't know, charisma, I guess,
she says, losing herself in her own thoughts and memories as she trails off. Wonderful. Can't wait to meet the man.
Here come his guards. Should be soon now.
Two guards lead them down the long corridor to a large vaulted hall. A huge semicircular table dominates the center of the room, a giant C laid flat. The guard motions for BC and Fiza to enter the mouth of the C, and they walk into the center. 10 well-dressed, evidently powerful people sit along the outside edge of the table. Each has attendants hovering behind them. It is apparently dinner time, as each of the 10 has a plate of food in front of them. A personal guard stands directly behind each diner's chair to watch their backs. Servants bring food and drink to the table through the center of the sea. There is a continual flow of servers passing by BC and Fiza on both sides as they stand in the center of the circle. No one speaks to them at first.
Wow, hey, this is great. Watching a bunch of rich fucks fill their faces. These folks dredge up all that hostility I thought I'd come to grips with. I hate them just looking at them. And I was doing so well not judging.
BC sees the man who resembles the android sitting directly in front of them at the center of the outside edge of the sea. He is busy eating some pinkish piece of meat, ripping chunks of it off the main slab on his plate and chomping them down. He doesn't bother to notice them standing there until after the meat is gone and he's downed another glass of red wine. This takes about 15 minutes. Then he looks up and speaks. His voice booms out, amplified by some hidden method not readily apparent to BC.
Fiza, it really is you. You've got balls, girl. Sorry about the language, Father. If you really are a priest, you guys can fuck these days, huh?
BC is caught off guard. No doubt Wentworth's intent.
What?
Purser on that ship you came here on had a camera on your room. You guys were the porno hit of the voyage, evidently. Fiza, doing what she does best, as always. But I don't know you, Father. If you are a priest.
I am? You Wentworth?
What do you think? You two hungry?
Before they can answer, Wentworth is motioning for two people seated at his left to move over. They give Wentworth briefly indignant looks and then slide their seats over. Wentworth motions to someone, and chairs are brought for BC and Fiza.
Come around and sit down.
Wentworth gestures magnanimously with his right arm. He nods. One of the servers escorts them over, and they are seated next to Wentworth. BC directly to Wentworth's left, Fiza next to BC on his left. Clean plates are placed in front of each of them, and servers suddenly appear on the other side of the table with an assortment of dishes to choose from. BC picks a broccoli and cheese dish, while Fiza grabs her own pink slab of meat. BC then opts for a light white wine, while Fiza sips a Cabernet Sauvignon. This doesn't suck. Wonder if that meat is really beef. Broccoli must be grown on board. This is good. Haven't eaten like this since Rome. And look at the other guests. That news guy, what's his name? From the UTZ Network News. His date. Or maybe she's with that other guy. I think he's a CEO. Another board member. Damar or something like that. That woman over next to Fiza is Sabine something or other. A pop singer on Wentworth's recording label. Must be a lesbian. Looks like that young little fawn next to her is her date. Too bad, the little one is yummy. Should have known something was up when the purser and his buddies acted so weird. How'd Wentworth know, though? Oh, man. Headache really coming on.
So, Father, how do you know Fiza?
Wentworth is talking to him. BC tries to focus. We go back, a long way. I hadn't seen her in years until she showed up a few days ago. BC closes his eyes, trying to wish the headache away. I do not need this headache shit right now.
Are you all right, Father?
Wentworth asks. BC opens his eyes. I'm fine.
You don't look well,
Wentworth says, with some hint of concern. I have a bad headache, that's all.
And Fiza? How are you?
Wentworth smiles an unhealthy smile at Fiza. That sounded almost sarcastic. He certainly didn't mean that at all. And she's not answering? BC turns and looks at Fiza, whose head is lolling back and forth as if she's about to pass out. What? She says, trying to open and keep her eyes open. Too much wine? That's not like Fiza. What goes on here? Damn, my head.
What'd you do to me? Fiza slurs. I can't move my arms.
She passes out, chin dropping to her chest. The guard behind her chair pulls her back from the table. He waves a second guard over, and they lift Fiza, one on each side, and drag her out between them. Wentworth watches them, then turns to BC.
Miss Fiza appears to be tired. We'll put her to bed. She'll be fine. We'll give her a job here when she wakes up. Make her useful. You can leave on the next ship back to the moon, Father. Your work here is done. Father?
What the fuck is going on here?
What?
Is all BC gets out before he passes out, too.
That was Chapter 26 of Vatican Assassin on Glow in the Dark Radio. BC's passed out. Fiza looked drugged. What's going on? It's a good cliffhanger ending, this one. I like that. You'll have to join us next episode to find out what's been happening here. But things did not go well on Wentworth Station. Although, I have to say, John Miro did a great job as Richard Wentworth. My thanks again to John for his cameo as Wentworth. And you can find John's stuff at servingworlds.com. And the link is in the show notes. Now, next time, we're going to be hearing from Paul E. Cooley. Another very special voice cameo coming up. A reminder, podcast listeners can get the ebook of the Vatican Assassin Trilogy, 3rd edition. For 50% off through the month of April.
by just using the code EA48K at smashwords.com. The link and the code are in the show notes. That is all for this week. I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. Thank you again for listening to Glow in the Dark Radio.
Glow in the Dark Radio.
This podcast presentation is copyright 2023 by Michael F. Luoma and is protected under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives, 4.0 International License, CC by NCND 4.0. Music by Kevin MacLeod. You can find his work at Incompetech.com. Mike's books are available in ebook, paperback, and audiobook wherever you find books online. Get links and more details at glowinthedarkradio.com and mikeluoma.com. This has been a presentation of Glow in the Dark Radio.